for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, May the 23rd, 2019. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the service teaching on Agape Love.
The Lord is good.
Yeah.
Before we ever get started, I'm going to read this. My electronic Bible here. It says, the faith of a Canaanite woman. Beginning in Matthew 15:21, then Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And the disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she cries after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to the dogs. She said, truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. I have a very dear friend, who's been a best friend to me and a partner in business since we were kids. Of 30. We've been friends since 1986, been in business together in 91, and his mother today is sitting in the hospital, and she went in for unknown reasons. They couldn't find infection, whatever. She's had stents, a number of things, but turned out she had a tumor in her uterus, and traveled up her spine, and it's stage 4 cancer. Now she's born again. She's born again. If she dies, she goes home. But I'm sitting here, and as I read that, I'm thinking, Lord, you know, listen, the devil is stirring things up. And we don't magnify him, but he's doing his thing. And the battle is intense, and it rages, and it's going to get heavier and deeper and hotter. We're going to have to start believing God for things like this. So, I'm going to pray, not just for her, but I'm going to ask this little body here that's in here to get in agreement. I believe everybody in here knows somebody needs a miracle that's not here. Yeah. Maybe you need your own. We all need miracles. Listen, it's a miracle to behave every day. If you can. It's a miracle that we can repent when we don't and use the blood and get cleansed. What a miracle that is. We take that miracle. That is such a miracle. Just to be able to not be right with God and talk to Him and say, I'm sorry, Lord, and be made right because of that great sacrifice of Jesus. It's a privilege. But I want to pray for her. And I'd like you in this body, not only to agree. Listen, it's kind of like the Hebrew boys. They told Nebuchadnezzar, look, our God can save us. Or not. But we're going to worship Him anyway.
Amen.
So He can heal her. Or He can receive her. I don't like to say God takes them. I think He just receives His. He receives those that are His. Death is God's enemy. It's the last enemy to be conquered, and it will be one day.
Yes.
Amen? But I do know this. If we don't ask, we're not going to see the miracles. If we don't present it before the Lord, if we don't declare that He is the one that can, it ain't going to happen. How many die because we don't ask? Now, like I said, she's born again. If she and her family, listen, they're good. There's nobody out of kilter with her. If the Lord moves, she raises up, there's a witness. He's a good God, whatever He decides to do. So I'm going to pray. Y'all believe for miracles for them?
There's a man named Scott that's got leukemia.
Scott?
Scott.
Whoever else, if it's in your heart, you know somebody that needs a creative miracle. Creative miracle. It's not too big for the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You that You're a good, good Father. You're holy and You're pure and You're righteous. And Jesus, You gave this woman outside of covenant who really came into covenant by her faith in You. And You acknowledged that by healing her daughter. You healed her. You ran that demon out of that daughter. She was made whole that very hour. And so, Lord, I lift up those. I lift up everyone. The woman that I've been mentioning. This man, Scott. Anybody else that anybody has on their heart in this room, Lord, we put them before Your throne. We curse disease in the name of Jesus. We bind death in the name of Jesus. We bind premature death in the name of Jesus. We, Father, ask You, I confess their sin and mine in the name of Jesus. It's through the blood of Jesus we make this petition. And Lord, I thank You that Your warriors go out and You get Yourself some glory all over there. Get it here today in this room. Get it all over the earth. Get it in these hospital rooms. Get it in these homes. Do what only You can do, Lord. I thank You the enemy has no part of this. I lift all these people up to You. And Lord, I thank You that we bind the enemy in Jesus' name. Asking for Your angels, Lord, to go out and cut off every support structure of the enemy. And Lord, if people go home, they go home because You say. Because You decided. But the devil has no part of this. We give You all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before I get started, most everybody I see has been here before. There's a few that haven't. We're delighted. Who's here first time? Praise You, Lord. Praise the Lord. We're delighted to see You. Lord's a good God. I'm glad for everybody to come back too. As a minister up here, I can tell you I need to come back here because I need what comes out of here. Not that He doesn't in other places. We're not. Listen, God moved. He's moving all over the earth. Amen? He's moving all over the earth. He's getting a harvest. He's delivering people. He's setting people free. He's healing people. But there's places where there's agreement. We have agreement here that God is God and everything He says in that Word is true. And there's been long-term agreement here for dozens and dozens of years. And I'm going to tell you something. When there's a ground, ground matters. When you go into a ground where they've agreed with God for a long time, before, I mean, it's already ready for God to do what He does because there's agreement. And I believe He's going to do great and mighty things. The way this works is we have meeting tonight, meeting tomorrow night, meeting to Saturday night, same time, 7 o'clock. We'll have a meeting tomorrow and Saturday at 3. And we'll have meetings tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday at 10. At 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, and Sunday morning, we will meet right up here and we'll have a prayer team. And anybody desiring individual prayer can come and get help.
In the morning, too.
In the morning. Yes, ma'am. In the morning. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we just invite you to come. You never know what the Lord's going to dig up. Amen. Come with an open heart. Every time you come, anytime you come to a place where God, where people are wanting to do business, listen, I'm just going to tell you something. Every time you go into a church service, you ought to be going to do business with God. Here I am, Lord. Sometimes it's about us. Sometimes it's about interceding for others. If you come here, come here, right? Don't be here interceding for everybody around you in the middle of what you should be receiving. I'm not telling you don't be an intercessor. But if you're in these chairs and people are ministering up here, we're ministering, just be between you and the Lord. You might be a more effective minister than any of us that get up here. It's all Jesus anyway. But this is your moment. Don't get distracted by what might be happening with somebody else. I just encourage you in that. Sometimes it's very mild. Sometimes it's kind of wild. We don't determine that. Some demons throw a fit when they leave. Some go quietly. We just want them gone. Amen?
Amen.
How many believe in deliverance?
Amen.
Well, you came to the right place. Thank you, Father. 10 o'clock, we ask for things to quiet down if you're staying in the camp. Because of that early morning raise, I mean, we're not nobody going to knock on your door and tell you to go to bed, but don't be loud and be aware of your neighbors. No food in the campground facilities. You can drink water in there, but please don't bring food because the woods are out here and there's critters that come in. We're getting critters out of here. We don't want to invite them in. So just ask you to do that. Also, unless you are one that has been asked to occupy one of these pulpits up here or on the praise team, not that we're any better than anybody else, but you got to have order in a place. And so we just ask you to hold. Hey, what you do out of here is between you and God, but hold your ministry until after this weekend and bring it in the order that it's here. You have to do that. This is a real battle, okay? We're in a real war. This is a real spiritual war. It's a real battle. And the Bible says we're to know those that labor among us. And so if the leadership doesn't know, we don't know. And so it's the responsibility of the leadership to guard the sheep that come here. And so we just ask that that be honored. And so if you've got a prophetic word, write it down. You can give it to them after the meeting, unless you check with somebody that's in a position of authority and they release you to do that. So without further ado, we'll just move forward and ask God to do what only He can do. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you are kind and merciful and gracious. There's no God like you. You're the first and the last and the Alpha and the Omega and the beginning and the end. Lord, you are love. You are love. There's no one like you. You love fiercely. You love so fiercely, Jesus, you took nails for us. Because you care.
Yes.
And Lord, I just thank you. You care. And you gave us authority. You made us your children. And you gave us authority over all the power of the enemy. You gave us the keys of the kingdom, that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. You told us to bind the strong man, Lord, and so we do. I bind the strong man assigned against the camp. I bind the strong man assigned against every ministry here in the name of Jesus. I bind the strong man assigned against every one of the saints of God that's in this room in the name of Jesus. Every bloodline in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for your warriors that go into the heavenlies and cut off any principalities assigned against this work, any dominions, any powers. In the name of Jesus, I loose confusion now into the enemy camp in Jesus' name. And thank you, Lord, for a civil war in the camp of the enemy. Thank you, Lord, for every good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father of lights, Lord. Thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Even now in this whole weekend, Lord, whatever is needed, Holy Spirit, have your way. As you choose, when you choose, through whom you choose, we're depending on you, Lord. We're depending on you. We welcome you. We bind and break the power of any witchcraft, any words of death, any ritual, anything that's been done to hinder this work in the name of Jesus. Yes. And Lord, we thank you. I say, let Yahweh arise and the enemy be scattered in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Yes. Amen. Amen. I want to hit the ground running, so to speak. So let's start repenting. We repent for ourselves. It means I'm going to agree with God and change my way of thinking, first of all. Metanoia, change of the way you think. We need to think like God says we're supposed to think, as described in His Word. Anything contrary is sin. If it don't line up with what He said, it's sin. I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter how you feel. How many know your feelings will destroy you? Do you know your feelings will destroy you? How many know that really most people worship their feelings? Are we going to worship God or are we going to worship how we feel? Feelings have a purpose. We're not to be numb. We're not supposed to be stunned. We're not supposed to walk around hard-hearted. Ain't nothing touching me. That's a feeling that I decided to worship because I don't want to feel like that, so I'm going to be hard-hearted. You ain't touching me with whatever you say or do. But you ain't going to prosper in God that way. We got to worship God. So first of all, repent, metanoia, change of mind. And then we also need to confess the sin. I confess my sin. I confess, listen, we're going to be effective and we're going to get free. It's not only confessing our sin, I need to confess the sin of those behind me. Biblically, you're going to find that in Nehemiah chapter 1 and in the book of Daniel. I'm thinking it's 9. But both men went before the Lord, and here's what they did. Father, I've sinned against you. And my fathers have sinned against you. And the nation, we've all sinned against you. Forgive us. They were petitioning the Lord. How many want to petition the Lord for some freedom tonight? We come through the blood. You can't come through the blood without confessing the sin. Do you know there's nothing new under the sun? According to Solomon. And I want to show you something. I guess this is where we're going to go. There was a temple system. And in the temple system, you came in and you sacrificed an animal to get covered, to atone for your sins. And once a year, they would sacrifice a lamb at the Passover. And then kind of the day of the Feast of Trumpets and the judgment there and the Day of Atonement, they would sacrifice a ram and then they'd lay hands on another or a goat and they would lay hands on another goat and they'd send the iniquities out into the wilderness. Jesus replaced those sacrifices. But those were annual sacrifices done for the entire nation and for everybody collectively as a whole. You bring your lamb in. You see, with an acknowledgement, boy, we are some, we need you, God. How many know we need a Savior? Yeah. How many know His name is Jesus?
Yeah.
But do you know those same people that came and did those feasts and participated in the Passover and brought their animals in, if they sinned during the year, they had to bring in a sin offering. It's called a sin offering. And you know when they brought it in, everybody knew they sinned. Talk about a pride killer. They knew. It was public. But now listen to me. You know who the only ones who would bring a sin offering in were? The ones that were in covenant with God. Because they didn't care. They loved God. And they wanted to be right with Him. But they had to bring the sin offering in for their sin. And when they did that, listen, nothing new under the sun. The temple has changed. It's no longer a building made of stone. It's this building. It's this body. It's your body. They're now the temple of the Holy Ghost. But when you sin, you still need to bring an offering. 1 John 1:9. Confess your faults to Jesus. He's just and faithful to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. We still have an offering to bring. Just different temple. And then James 5:16. I told you, they didn't get a choice of 1 John 1:9, James 5:16. If they was going to get their forgiveness and bring it to the Lord, they had to do it publicly. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another and you should be healed. How many of God's people fail to do that? And are dying. And are sick. So they didn't have a choice, but we didn't see a lot of God's people want to hide that part there. I mean, you know, well, we already know Jesus knows. Okay? How many know He knows? Before you ever say something. Isn't it crazy to think we think we're hiding anything? How good, how effective is the enemy? And how far did we fall? To be able to think for 1 minute that the King of Glory don't know what we're up to at any given moment. He knows. So that being true, it's easy to bring it to Him when you know that and you love Him. You know He forgives you. You want to be right with Him. You bring it to Him. Listen, He paid the price. You know, with the accuser of the brethren sitting before the throne of God night and day accusing us.
Yes.
So when you listen, so what does He have something to offer? Or are we cutting Him off? We cut that off with confession, repentance and confession. It's a battle. How many totally delivered now? Oh, good. Anybody that's totally delivered ain't my minister. I can just tell you that. I don't want that pride jumping on me. Listen, the day of redemption is coming. It's close. And we'll be fully delivered. Now we're in the battle. We're in the battle. We get better and better and cleaner, and the more obedient we are, the more we get deliverance, the more understanding we get, the more we choose to agree with God, the better it gets. And then we don't do stuff as much as we used to, but don't ever think you ain't capable. Because stuff can happen. We don't stay humble. And God gives grace to the humble and He resists the proud. So we want to bring our offerings in. And so we want to confess. We want to repent. We want to confess. I'm going to take us through a few areas. So I believe God's going to do some work here this weekend. I know He is. And so so we can go out. Listen, it's like somebody said in the ministry we're going in. He said, you got to get right. He said, because you can't clean with a dirty mop. So this deliverance here ain't just about us and us getting free and us getting the burdens off and us. It's so that we can be salt and light to the world, because they need us badly. They need what God's people have to offer if they'll just choose to be God's people and act like it. So let's pray. Pray with me. Say, Father.
Amen.
Please pray with me. I won't boss you around. Sorry, Father. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I come to you and confess sin.
My sin.
The sins of my ancestors.
Lord,
I'm turning away. I repent. I have a new mindset. I don't agree with sin. I don't justify sin. Mine or anybody else's. But Lord, You're a holy God. And You paid a great price so I can be forgiven. And I won't turn that away. So I'm coming to You and confessing idolatry, worshiping false gods, making a God in the image I want Him to be, and putting Your name on it. I confess golden calves in my bloodline. I repent and change my mind. I confess witchcraft, sorcery, divination, ancestrally, and for myself, even in manipulation, control, bullying, seductions, entertainment, music, movies, books. I confess all these sins. I confess the sin of perversion, all sexual sin, adultery, fornication, homosexuality, bestiality, pornography, all sexual sin. In Jesus' name, I receive Your cleansing. Father, in the name of Jesus, I confess me and my ancestors the sins of murder, shedding of innocent blood, human sacrifice, child sacrifice, even cannibalism, drinking blood. I confess these sins. I confess the sin of abortion, murder, murder with the mouth, gossiping, backbiting, slandering, backstabbing, stirring up strife, stirring up trouble. I repent, Lord, and turn from this. Lord, I confess the sin of broken covenants, divorce, cheating, lying, stealing, moving property lines, false witness. Lord, I repent. I now break every curse in these areas. I confess the sin of making covenant with the enemy. Contracts with the enemy. I confess the sins of unholy baptisms, Unholy consecrations.
Unholy dedications.
Unholy vows.
Unholy oaths.
I repent, Lord.
I
break these curses.
I break these
contracts. I break these covenants. In Jesus' name, I now command every spirit the Lord wants out of me right now to come out. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Sons and daughters, get out. Get out. Get out. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Come on. Up and out. Up and out. The idolatry. In the name of Jesus. The perversion. Go, go, go. The witchcraft. The sorcery. I bind you. Break your power. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. All murder, gossip, backbite, slander, cockatrice, every spirit under the tongue. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Lord, I thank you for pulling the darts. I say, I forgive everyone that's ever hurt me. I forgive my ancestors.
I forgive
those that hurt my ancestors.
I forgive myself.
Lord, I repent and confess the sin. Anything I blamed you for, you're never at fault. It's men.
It's
the devil. I blame the devil.
And
I forgive the men.
I forgive
the women. I break the curse of unforgiveness and bitterness in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Every spirit of unforgiveness, every spirit of bitterness, every golden calf, come out of there now in the name of Jesus. Every false religion, I break your power. All religious spirits in the name of Jesus, religious judgment, I break your power. Unholy judgment, I bind you, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of unholy, that's of grace, it's not really grace. I break that now in the name of Jesus. You gotta go. You gotta go. You gotta go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Accuser of the brethren, let God's people go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Murder, backbiting, slander. I pull the knives out of their back now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I break the power of the trauma. In the name of Jesus. Trauma from words. Trauma from deeds. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every unclean spirit, get out. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, that of the broken covenants, the divorce, the abandonment, the rejection, I bind you, I break your power, let God's people go. In Jesus' name, you lying spirits, spirits of poverty, spirits of lack in every curse of this area, I bind you, I break your power. In Jesus' name, fear of poverty, fear of lack, stubbornness, say, Lord.
Lord,
I repent
for being stubborn.
I confess that sin on behalf of me and my ancestors. I break the curse of stubbornness. I command stiff-necked, stubborn spirits to go, along with rebellion. Rebellion is witchcraft, idolatry, and iniquity. Go. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Stubbornness is iniquity and idolatry. I break your power. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Rebellion. Defiance. Defying the living God. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that brings an uncircumcised heart, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Take a deep breath, buddy. Take a deep breath, God's children. Come on, let them go. Let them go. Come on. Come on. Out. I thank you, Lord, for a route even now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you're holy. Thank you for your angels swinging their sword, rooting them out. Every handhold, every bite, every grip, every toe hold, every tail hold. Cut them out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All nest of serpents, all nest of scorpions. Come on. Let's go. Go, 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 go. Mind-blinding spirits, deaf-dumb spirits, every spirit that hinders learning, in the name of Jesus, every spirit that would block them from understanding the Word of God, I break your power.
in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Insecurity and fear, that's sin. We break your power in the name of Jesus. It's idolatry. Trusting in what in the Word, trusting in what the world says instead of the Word of God. I break your power. Come out, fear. Come out, insecurity. Break up. Come out of these sinuses. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes. Pride of life. Break up. Come out. Boastful pride of life. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Take one more deep breath. Take one more deep breath. Say, Lord, if it's in me, you want it out today?
I agree.
You want it out right now?
I agree.
Now take a breath. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. They agree. All those that the Lord has ordained to come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, the Lord receive them in Jesus' name. Lord, I ask you to remove any fallen angel from these premises. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to remove any fallen angel, Lord. In the name of Jesus, out of them and out of these premises. In the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, even Leviathan. In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Orion has to be gone. Orion has to go. The Pleiades has to go. The seven sisters have to go. The ancient gods have to go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. By any culture, by any name, in the name of Jesus, let them go. In Jesus' name. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I want your love to flow into me. That I know I'm loved. So I can love you. So I can love others. I thank you, Lord, for pouring your love into me. I receive it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I thank you for clearing the way, Lord. Thank you for clearing the way, Lord. You make the crooked path straight. We give you glory. Make the way of the Lord. Make your way, Lord. Make your way, Lord. Do what only you can do. Father, I thank you for love. It is the principal thing, Lord. We need love. Wisdom is principal. Everything's wrapped in you, Lord. And your anointing is everything we need. But Lord, your word says that you are love.
Yes.
And we need you. We need you. Help us to have compassion. How many people watch the news and you find yourself trying to condemn some of those people you're reading about? If you are, you're on the side. I'm just going to say it. You're agreeing with the enemy. We got to let them go. You're sitting there and sometimes we're looking at things and going, they must be insane. This is crazy. Well, listen. When your daddy's the devil, you're going to walk in confusion. And I'm just going to tell you something. If you think these people are saved that are for abortion, they're not. You can't be. You cannot tell me that the Spirit of... Listen, I don't put people in heaven or hell. But I can tell you, you judge a man by the fruit. And if you got the Spirit of the living God inside of you and you say abortion is okay, I don't believe he's inside of you. I want him to be inside of you. How many know that you can be blind to something and tomorrow you're not? So how many of us have been blind in our lives to this and to that, to this and to that, and then all of a sudden the Lord's gracious enough to open our eyes and we see? So who am I now to condemn a blind man? We're going to win this and that. Doesn't mean we don't say what's right and what's wrong. That doesn't mean we don't stand up against darkness. But if you are a condemner and not an intercessor, there are people, there are people in this world that can't be saved. They are reprobate. They're gone so far. On another day, maybe we'd talk about what they actually are. Okay? There are people that can't be saved. But I can't judge that. I don't know. I look at some bad fruit. But listen, I need to take the word. Why? Listen. What happens if everybody starts praying for these billionaires that some of them could be saved, and all of a sudden they turn around and everybody went for the kingdom instead of to kill people with vaccines?
Amen.
Do we fight for those people, or do we just dismiss them as if our prayer doesn't matter? So whatever's bothering you is your target. It's your target. It should be what we're aiming at. And listen, let me tell you something. God's the judge. All we're to do is fight for Him and put Him before Him. He gave me mercy. I want Him to have mercy, but if He decides to judge it, He'll judge it. But if I don't get it before Him and start fighting the enemy, what's going to happen? I don't want to see people go to hell. Love doesn't want to see people go to hell. And boy, it's real easy. Anybody ever know anybody there? Listen, this is just an example, but I've seen a lot of times people smoke cigarettes, and then they quit smoking cigarettes. Boy, they hate a cigarette smoker. By the grace of God, you ain't smoking no more. You might hate that smell, but don't condemn those people. Fight for them. I believe that's an instruction from the Lord, honestly. If you drift off there, listen, I'm gonna tell a story here. Thank you, Father, for bringing that back. A man called me yesterday. I've been watching his Facebook post. So somebody posted the abortion stuff, and he would write, "Man, they're going to hell, those people. They're going to stand by." Yes, they are. There was no intercession. So he calls me, and he says, Brother, I got this issue. There's something all over my chest. I feel it. I've been sick. It's on my chest, in my abdomen. And I seen a woman. I believe she's a witch, because she looked at me and went, "Bam!" And then all of a sudden that happened. Well, he was right. Do you know why it hit him? Because he's standing in unholy judgment. He's not interceding for those people. It's the only hope any of them have. And by the way, this nation ain't going to turn. It probably isn't. Listen to me. The Bible says we're going down and down and down and down. That's what it says. Okay? It's going down till the man shows up called the man of sin. Till the restrainer is taken out. Listen, as bad as it is, I don't believe the restrainer's been removed yet. And the restrainer holds back evil. Nobody really knows what the restrainer is. They all just guessing. It can be one little bitty angel if that's all God knows. You understand? But He is holding back evil. But when that restrainer is removed, hell on earth. And that day is coming. It don't matter what happens. In the meantime, our prayers can push back darkness so some blind people can see and a harvest can come out of what we have. We don't give up. We fight. We fight for right. Listen, I pray for people. When we pray for people, I've seen people die. I've seen people live. I don't quit praying until it's over. One way or another. Either they're up or they're not. You get me? So we need to fight for people. But we're going to have to let God's love. If I'm going to be an effective minister, His love's going to have to flow through me. So I'm going to have to care about people. I heard a man say one time, and he was talking about a political leader that he had no agreement with whatsoever. He said, "But I'm not going to curse him today, because what if he's sitting in the chair across from me tomorrow? How am I going to minister to him?" So that the very ones that are doing the things that bother you the most, they desperately need you to intercede for them. And perhaps we can get them. And I want to share another thing. A man told me one time, and this was a wise statement. He said, "There's a snake. It's a big snake." And he said, "The snake's in the government. And the snake's in the economic system. And the snake's in the entertainment system. And the snake's in the education system." He said, "You're not going to take the snake down. But you can go in and get its victims one at a time. Because, let me tell you, God will take the snake down. He's going to take him down. He's going to go to the lake of fire. We're not going to get him out of here. That final battle, Jesus is going to get His final glory. He's going to come down, split the Mount of Olives, and He's going to send a little bitty angel to go throw that devil down in a pit. He's going to throw the Antichrist, false prophet, in the lake of fire. That day is coming. But in the meantime, we can get this victim out. We can get this victim out. We can get this victim out. But it's going to be by love. We're going to have to care. 1 Corinthians 13:1. I may speak in the languages of humans and angels, but if I don't have love, I'm a loud gong or a clashing cymbal. 2 and 3. I may have the gift to speak what God has revealed. I may understand all mysteries and have all knowledge. I may even have faith enough to move mountains. But if I don't have love, I'm nothing. 13:3. I may even give away all that I have and give up my body to be burned. But if I don't have love, none of these things will help me. That's pretty clear. You want to grow in grace? Take 1 Corinthians 13 and read it and look it as a mirror in your face. and read the whole of that where it says, love is this, love is that, and see. How do I compare to this, Lord? Love is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. What does fruit of the Spirit mean? When Christians speak and the Bible speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit, they're speaking about the operations of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is there to cause things to happen in people's lives that bring them more in tune with God's purposes on the earth. When the Spirit starts changing someone, it shows as a growth in character, a change in their way of life that is good for the people they live among. Have you ever read Hebrews 11, called the Hall of Faith? You ought to read it sometime. It talks about all these magnificent things God did. And then it talks about this one little group that got tore up. Didn't go so well physically for them. But it says, but they're in the Hall of Faith, and it says the earth didn't even deserve them. God held them in high esteem. They're sitting right there. They're cheering us on. Probably right close to his throne. Because there's a whole other group of them, according to the book of Revelation, says they're going to be right up there on the throne because they held the testimony of Jesus and walked in his commandment. He said, I have another commandment I give you. You love one another. You know, the primary commandment that Jesus said that all of the law and all of the prophets hang on was love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Because here's the deal. If you do that, you're going to obey all the other stuff. It just falls in place. Because it's the perfect law of liberty. Love God. Everybody say, Lord.
Lord.
Help me to love you.
Help me to love you.
One of the things we better get a hold of is it ain't about us. It's about the exchange. In my weakness, He's made strong. Your weakness, He's made strong. Sometimes you're feeling like those people ain't lovable. Oh, God, I can't love them, but you can. I need you to help me love them. You got to make that exchange. People with this fruit of the Spirit, they start actually being the person of love God calls us to be. This change in character and the way of life breeds the fruit of the Spirit. Like fruit grown by a tree can feed people and wildlife. From ancient times to today, abundant fruit from an orchard is seen as a cause for hope and celebration. Abundant spiritual fruit also brings hope and is worth celebrating. Paul describes the fruit. Galatians chapter 5 is where we're at. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The subject matter that we're going to be mainly focused on is love. And it's right at the top. And it's agape love. And that ain't the kind that says, I love you as long as you're performing for me. It's not that kind. It's the kind of love like God has. And you know, there's a song out there called Reckless Love, and it says that while I was still your foe, you died for me. Huh? You loved me. So, are we loving our enemy? In Jesus, and listen, the measure, listen, church, the measure of your Christianity, which means to be Christ-like, is what it's supposed to mean. So to be called a Christian really is an inference that you're supposed to be Christ-like. So Christ-like and abortion don't go together. Christ-like and shacking up don't go together. Christ-like homosexuality don't go. They don't go together. That's not the way Jesus would live. The measure of where we're at in our walk is by how we deal with those that oppose us. How we deal with those that don't agree with us.
This is the end of Part A. Please play Part B. Thank you. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.